This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Trump administration wants to revamp the Endangered Species Act. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports that could mean changes for threatened species like wolverines.
Wolverines, which resemble small bears, den in snow in the northern Rockies. Under the Trump proposal, it'll be harder to designate their potential habitat and prevent the development of, say, a road in a ski area.
They might say, well, we don't really know if wolverines will get run over on the road, therefore that's not an effect of the action.
Noah Greenwald is with the Center for Biological Diversity, which plans to sue over the proposed changes. He thinks projects that could harm species are more likely to get approved since economics could be factored in. But Jonathan Wood is supportive of the move. He's with the Market-Focused Property and Environmental Resource Center.
The moment a critical habitat designation is made, the value of the land designated drops.
Wood says threatened species could be better off under the new system, with more regulations tailored to their needs. The public can comment till mid-December. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
There's been a change of plans for Beaver Creek. The ski resort won't open Wednesday as planned due to unseasonably mild weather. The ski area is one of the biggest in the state, and Thanksgiving is typically a busy time there. It has not yet announced a new opening date. It's the time of year to make plans for your Christmas tree. Permits to cut trees in the Pike San Isabel National Forest are now on sale. To get trees from Colorado's National Forest, you must register online ahead of time and follow the rules that limit the size of tree you can cut. Permits are sold at recreation.gov. This is CPR News and KRCC. Along the Central Front Range, a sunny but chilly day with highs in the 40s.